up there. Incendiary Radio. Welcome back, folks. So much turmoil, and they love it. The people that, you know, script this whole thing, they want us here. They want us in fear. They want us, you know, in fetal position, worried about what they're going to do to us next. Continuing with John Kerry going to Antarctica, here's the State Department spokesman taking some questions about it. It's quite, and they edited it, the people that did this video deep in the rabbit hole, and they can make it kind of funny. Go ahead and hit clip 19.
Shortly about the secretary's upcoming travel, he will leave on Monday, the 7th of November. His first stop will be Antarctica, where he will have a chance to visit with scientists and researchers, both at McMurdo Station as well as the South Pole. He'll be the first Secretary of State and the most senior U.S. government official to ever travel to Antarctica.
Can I just ask very briefly on the trip in Antarctica? I mean, he's not going directly there, is he? He's got to stop beforehand, right?
Several stops.
Well, in New Zealand, though. I mean, you can't just fly.
I thought you were talking about fueling.
Fly.
I thought you were talking about fueling.
No, I'm just saying you can't just fly from Washington to Antarctica.
No, you can't.
Right.
That's
so
impossible.
Right.
Can't be
so
done. Stay on.
Is the scheduling of this designed to keep him out of the country during the during the election?
No.
Is the scheduling of this designed to keep him out of the country during the during the election?
No. As a matter of fact, as I understand it from the briefings that we got last week from scientists, that we are that you wait much longer in the year, and it's extremely difficult, if not impossible.
All right, you can stop it there. So even the State Department's taking questions weird about Kerry leaving the country on the day of the election. This whole destabilization, kind of just weird stuff. It's just, you know, you hear things like that, and you're like kind of creeped out. Now, let's talk about this Austin Kreitz individual, the guy, the whole thing in Reno where Trump, you know, the Secret Service pounced on Trump and the crowd was yelling, gun. You know, you got reports that this guy tried to grab a cop's gun, but then he gets released, and then he didn't have a gun. He had a sign at Republicans against Trump. Very creepy. But then this guy, he's in the WikiLeaks intelligence files, okay? His name comes up 6 times in WikiLeaks, okay? And so people are arguing whether this guy's an assassin or a plant, or this was a hoax. I mean, there's so many different opinions about this. It's hard to really, look at all this. But he's listed in there as a global intelligence asset. He happened to be at a Trump rally disrupting things, according to some there, possibly threatening Trump, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So let's start with some of Mr. Producer. Let's get clip 15 ready. Now, this is Matty D for Truth. He's very skeptical on everything. But he does some really good digging and research, so I pay attention to his channel. Go ahead and hit clip 15.
It is so staged, so orchestrated, and so scripted. Guys, Secret Service has no gun involved at Trump rally, right? I mean, this guy, Austin Kreitz, is all over the place. I was beaten for holding a Republicans against Trump sign. Look at him. He's totally clean. Here he is again, all over the place. Oh, I just wanted to hold up a sign. I'm Republican, just not for Trump. I just hold up a sign saying this, and he all beat me up, and somebody yelled gun, and the police saved me. You know, Joe Biden came out just last night. This is the one video I'm going to play for you. I want you to hear what he said while they're doing their Saturday Night Live skits about Trump and everything else, too. And you guys know I am for no voting, nothing, none of these people. It's all fake. Take a listen to what he says and how he closes this.
Tonight is the one night of the year that is Republicans' favorite night. It's when we officially turn the clock back 1 hour. These guys are trying to turn it back a decade or two or three. They get to turn it back tonight for 1 hour. But I don't get comfortable with that because they ain't seen nothing yet.
Hear that? Don't get comfortable because they ain't seen nothing yet. Heckling. I mean, wow. Wow. You guys just look up the guy's name, Austin Kreitz. He's all over the place. Go check him out about Twitter. All you got to know right here, too, is he's 33. We've been having 33s for the last week and a half in the mainstream. 33s. Yeah. You know, when you go look him up on Twitter, people are blowing him up. Yes, he's a Hillary supporter. Of course he is. Right? Flies high-altitude balloons. Yeah, 33. And what? He's also... Here's a Trump guy, all beat up, bloody, right, whatever. And here's this guy, totally clean and spotless. And yet, he's all over WikiLeaks dumps. WikiLeaks dumps. It just makes
me sick.
All
right, go ahead and stop it.
People here posting it all up.
Go ahead and stop that one. Get the next one, number 16, ready, Mr. Producer. But the whole thing stinks. You could look at this at numerous different angles. Let's hit number 16 real quick.
Have Mr. Attention Whore going to the Trump rally, and for some reason he's in the middle of this big event and has to be escorted out. And as soon as he's escorted out of the event, it's turn on the waterworks. Poor pitiful me. Victimhood. 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 Trump has fostered an environment of violence at his rallies. He's a racist. He's a dictator. I had to do this because he's a fascist. Okay, you want to call Trump a fascist dictator and he's fostering a spirit of violence at his rallies? How about, Chi-Chi, you're fostering a spirit of stupidity with your stupid business to go up into outer space with a hot air balloon? It's the worst business model I've ever heard of, but you know what? That's what we expect from Chi-Chi's like you. That's what we expect.
All right, go ahead and stop it. Go ahead and stop it, Mr. Producer. And go ahead and get clip 14 ready. Now, the next one is pretty interesting, and it's another kind of angle on this whole Austin Kreitz thing. And it's going to take a couple minutes, but you'll see kind of the angle that he's going. Let's hit clip 14.
You know, when I saw that information that came out last night of that individual causing some sort of ruckus at a Trump rally in Reno, I thought to myself, really? Wow. The more I got to thinking about it, I thought to myself, why would that happen? I mean, if the guy was just holding up a sign that said, Republicans against Trump, what's the issue? What's the big deal? But no, he was wrestled to the ground. He was arrested, taken away in handcuffs and such. And he was quickly released. Huh. Fascinating, I thought. But the more I got to thinking about that, the first thing that came to my mind was, whoever caused that incident, it was intentional to see the response time of the Secret Service dealing with the protection of Mr. Trump. That is my personal opinion of why that was done. Now, these are going to be absolute facts that you can look up yourself if you so want to, because it's been recorded. You can't just get rid of the information because I archived it. That's first of all. And I'm sure that other people may have found this as well. Not really sure. I can't speak for them. I can only speak for myself. What is fascinating here, ladies and gentlemen, is the individual that caused this ruckus. You have one side of the media, both mainstream and alternative, suggesting that this individual's name is Austin, spelled A-U-S-T-I-N. You have another part of the mainstream media and alternative media suggesting that the correct spelling is A-U-S-T-Y-N. But why is this significant? Well, I'll tell you why. Because, you see, if you have an individual, his birth name is William. Then you have another individual where their birth name is Bill. You have totally two different people. However, even though William is associated with the name Bill and Bill is associated with the name William, if their birth names are totally different, meaning one is William and one is Bill, well, guess what? Bill and William are two separate people. They can't be the same person. Does that make sense? But why is this significant? Now, I'll tell you why. Because Austin, the individual whose photograph, videos have been splashed all over the world, he himself states that his name, and he spells it as A-U-S-T-Y-N. His LinkedIn page is A-U-S-T-Y-N, according to him. The funny thing about that is, according to that LinkedIn page, out of his own textual mouth, he states that he owns a company by the name of Panberry LLC. When you look up the information associated with that corporation, or excuse me, that LLC, the correct spelling associated with the state identification number in accordance with that company is indeed A-U-S-T-Y-N. Does that make sense? But is he really that person? Or is that an alias too? Let's go further back in time, 2006. Austin, A-U-S-T-Y-N, was the founder of another company called International Negotiations Corp. When you look up the information for that specific corporation out of Nevada, that company now has been dissolved. But what's fascinating is one of the associated officers dealing with that company just happened to be a law firm by the name of Drinkwater. Wow, that is fascinating, because Drinkwater Law Offices is a very prestigious law firm. Sure is. Just recently, I believe on October 24th, one of their high-ranking members is involved in another organization called Conscious Capitalism. But what is that about? Well, it's about people and the environment, because the environment is so very important now, isn't it? It sure is. Now I'm going to give you my opinion on things and all. It is my personal opinion that Austin there, that created that ruckus over there, his name, in my opinion, is not A-U-S-T-Y-N. And his name is not A-U-S-T-I-N either. Because it's my personal opinion that that guy is the CIA. Okay? That's all there is. I'm sorry, that's all there is to it?
All right, you can stop that one there. So, just like, remember the guy that rushed the stage? And I think it was in Ohio, I believe, at a Trump rally, this Tommy Massimo character, the actor, the paid agitprop type. This second guy really fits into this whole kind of world. But the thing I wanted to get you to really glean from that video is the guy doing the video, he believes that this is another kind of, you know, check on Secret Service response time. Okay. Now, other people think it was completely hoaxed, that, you know, whatever, to kind of feed the narrative that the entire system is so not once Trump to the point where they're going to assassinate him. Now, let me go through this. I went and seen a band last night, and I was drinking and had a good time, and I didn't see any of this stuff, okay? I was at work, totally blank from any kind of media all day that I went out. Well, this morning I had a very vivid dream, okay? And I knew nothing about any, you know, right hand in the air. I swear this is truth. I had a dream last night, or this morning, that I had got news that Trump was assassinated. And then what the weird thing is, I remember I'm scrolling through my phone, and I was scrolling through Twitter, and I seen all this, you know, data dump, Trump assassinated or whatever. And then I walked into a garage, and I don't know where I was. It was in the daytime, and I run into Glenn Beck. Yeah, Glenn Cuck Mormon Beck. And this is in my dream. And Glenn Beck, I'm going through it. I was like, oh, my gosh, it looks like Trump was assassinated. Glenn Beck had this big smile on his face. Now, I know my subconscious is working in weird ways. I had some booze. but, you know, and it's in my hard drive upstairs here that Glenn Beck was talking about. I would stab him and keep stabbing when he was talking about Trump. Remember that? And everybody freaked out on that. Well, I had a dream, and I had no idea about this incident going down last night, that Trump was assassinated in my dream. So I just wanted to cover that. It was very freaky. Back to what I was talking with Dr. Fetzer about, the Likud, you know, kind of the hard right in Israel being pro-Trump. To use him to go at it with the Iranians, and then Dr. Fetzer, he doesn't think that you know was a plausible scenario, but I still kind of do. Think about this: Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's son from the Black Lady Woman of the Night down there at Hot Springs, the big mafia playground. Danny Williams had a press conference earlier in the week, and guess who was there with him? Joel Gilbert, Jewish guy, Joel Gilbert, the guy that did Dreams for My Real Father about Frank Marshall Davis being Obama's real father. Now, Joel Gilbert's very pro-Israel, okay? Think about this. Is this another kind of swift boat thing to bring Danny Williams right back up into the spotlight in a massive way, and then Wikipedia, a lot of people, you know, Duff and some of these guys over at VT tie Wikipedia in with the Likudniks in Israel. And then I'm gonna just try to kind of wrap this up when we come back from the break. Sidiary Radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
We're back. Incendiary Radio. Now, I'm trying to tie this up with Danny Williams kind of being handled by Alex Jones, Roger Stone, and Joel Gilbert. And Joel Gilbert's movies are sold by Jones. And it's just interesting, kind of a connection there that Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's probably his son, is being used by this kind of faction as a bludgeon. The timing's kind of perfect. Not that Clintons aren't a bunch of turds. We know that they are. I mean, gosh, the amount of dirt on these people, Oklahoma City, Waco, Ruby Ridge, Janet Reno. I mean, I've got this book in front of me. I've been digging back through Big Sisters Watching You by Tex Mars. I mean, and the book was put out in 1993. And it just goes through the entire litany of lunacy from back then. The witchcraft and all the other garbage. Murder, the cocaine running, the whole deal. Hillary loving George Orwell's 1984 was her favorite book. And then later we find out about Alinsky and all this. But it's still interesting to check that stuff out. Now, over at Veterans Today, Ian Greenhalgh, managing editor, he's got this latest article from yesterday, Disclosure Beyond the Burning... The FBI, VT breaks new ground. And it talks about Trump and the gay mafia. Trump's attempts to surround himself with Italian mafia and real tough guys is pure cover. His real gang was Roy Cohn, Roger Stone, and Rudy Giuliani, none of whom would leave footprints in the newly fallen snow. Experienced players of the purple piccolo. Trump and his gang belong at Mardi Gras, not in the White House. Now, I didn't get to this last week, but there was an article I was going to dig into about basically Giuliani suppressing the Italian mafia in New York City and basically letting the Russian Jewish mafia come in the kind of vacuum that was left from, remember, Giuliani was a hardcore prosecutor, the big guy that got the mafia, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you take out one mafia, there's another one that's going to come in. It's just the way it is. And with all the nastiness of the Italian mob, when you let the other mobs in, they don't even play by even any set of rules. So whether you like the Italian mob or not, at least they had a set of standards and they kept their own onto certain standards. And I'm not being an apologist for any kind of mafia, but I'm just making that point. And then he gets onto this section called Trump's plan to Balkanize America. What we're seeing is the playing out of scenarios all too familiar to us from many and various publications by think tanks such as the RAND Corporation, the Potomac Institute, and the Jamestown Foundation that have appeared over the last several decades. And it's basically the pro-Trump, anti-Clinton WikiLeaks data has been traced to Macedonia, a country that fell under Turkish control 2 years ago when Turkish intelligence took over. And so they're basically saying the end result is going to be a fractured America. States are going to succeed. Israel's going to end up with a second homeland in New York State, or maybe it will be the mafia. Everything that happened in Hitler's Third Reich, real or imagined, will be happening in Balkanized America. And so he's got this dark role that Trump is actually some sort of a sleeper cell to further destroy America. And then there's another article, it's talking about Hillary campaigning with Aleister Crowley devotee Jay-Z. And this is Jonas Alexis over in Veterans Today. So you get this wide range of opinions over there. But Hillary with Beyonce and Jay-Z is just, and LeBron, it's just so pathetic. See you guys on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thousand more fools are being born every day. Ain't that the truth? I don't have time to go through the entirety of Protocol 9. I'm going to try to do that next week, but I got to read this. It is from us that the all-engulfing terror proceeds. Contemplate, meditate on that. It is from us, the elders of Zion, that the all-engulfing terror proceeds. Remember that in the next few days. We have at our service people of all opinions, of all doctrines, restorating monarchists, demagogues, socialists, communists, and utopian dreamers of every kind. So think about that. Across all lines of the political spectrum, there's agents of the elders. We have harnessed them all to the task, each one of them on his own account, is boring away at the last remnants of authority. Think about this FBI crap. Nobody trusts authority. Think about the anti-police, dirty cop, BLM, pigs in a blanket crap. Boring away at the last remnants of authority, striving to overthrow all established forms of order. See, this is what this is. This is Psy War. This is all designed for us to lose trust in each other and authority itself. You know, you see what I'm saying? It's to make us all so jaded and twisted that nobody trusts each other, that the next guy's always got to be a scoundrel. Nobody's an altruist or benevolent. By these acts, all states are in torture. They exhort to tranquility, are ready to sacrifice everything for peace, but we will not give them peace until they openly acknowledge our international super government. And with submissiveness. So not only do you got to acknowledge their government, boy, but you got to do it with submissiveness. You understand? Or not? Or the all-engulfing terror is going to stay on your head. And so when we look at this ratcheting up of everything, just remember that. We might as well go into this. Mr. Producer, get clip 18 ready. And this is about a lot of the crap going on supposedly, possibly tomorrow. Go ahead and hit clip 18. And
Trump. They're in a panic mode now. One thing I noticed that, and we've talked about this in the last week, is that more and more mainstream news sources are turning against Hillary because of these new email releases. But now I think someone's pushing really hard and going to push hard over the weekend to try to sway that mainstream vote or mainstream reporting a bias back towards Hillary. The reason I say that is I noticed something from ABC this afternoon saying that Hillary was ahead in their nationwide polls, I think like 46 to 43, something like that, guys. We know that's a bald-faced lie. She can't get 200 people at a rally. And there's two agendas, maybe three agendas involved here. One is we know that Trump is trying to close the borders as far as mass immigration coming in. And guys, if you haven't kept up with this, you really need to pay attention. There's chaos along our border now, and it's the largest mass immigration in U.S. history that's unchecked. Think about that. They're not talking about it on mainstream, but ABC coming back with these polls at the last minute. There's some big money from someone, you probably know who I'm talking about, being shifted down to save this New World Agenda election for the Democrats. Let me read this. It says CBS News has learned about a potential terror threat for the day before the election. Now, what would happen? Would they shut the election down, or the voting down on Tuesday because of terror attacks on Monday, cancel the election? If so, what would be the two possibilities that branch out from there? No one's going to be happy about if the rigged polls, and we've seen a lot of voter fraud as far as the machine switching your vote from Republican to Democrat. A lot of people that have been dead for years voting. Some people voting twice, missing ballots that have been changed. Ballots that have been stolen out of mailboxes.
Right, go ahead, stop it there. Go ahead and stop it there. You're getting where I'm going with this. There's a bunch of YouTube channels that have looked into all of this predictive programming with the numbers 11 and 7. Drudge, you even took part in it. I had some screenshots that I was sending out to people where it was a 12 and 8, and it had to do with, you know, percentages and all this, and it had red 11 and 7. What we all need to do is get in our own kind of spiritual closet here and say, you know, bind these evil ones. If they are going to try to pull some crap tomorrow, whatever spiritual fortitude you got left in you, pray against these people. Say, thwart these evil schemes. See, there's something afoot here. It might not happen tomorrow. It might happen on the day or the day after. You don't know. But then you got this window up until inauguration as well. And this is a high danger time, depending on, especially if Trump is selected. Very fascinating stuff. I'm going to go ahead and play Trump's latest kind of campaign ad, his argument for America, which flipped out the ADL and a bunch of Jewish groups and so forth and so on. So, Mr. Producer, clip one, if you get that one ready. All the ADL, Greenblatt, and all these characters flipped out and said it was anti-Semitic that Trump, you know, this campaign ad. Go ahead and play it.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake. in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
All right, you stop it. So, yeah, everybody, when he's talking about the global power structure and so forth, Jews automatically get triggered. So what's it tell you about Jews? They already think that they're controlling the global power structure. If somebody's critiquing the global power structure and you as a Jewish person get triggered, what's that say about you? That you already got this haughty kind of thing that, yeah, we are the global power structure. If somebody says it that critiques this, it's kind of like Alex Jones is the way he attacks this deal. He doesn't attack it by ethnicity. He attacks it with murky terms like globalists, global corporate combine, global banks, that sort of thing. So he's attacking the methods of the controllers without attacking the controllers personally or ethnically, and whatever, we all have to make that decision. And there's always people arguing about these tactics, which way is the most effective and which is the most going to get the most done and blah, blah, blah. Mr. Producer, let's get clip. This is pretty funny stuff. Get clip 8 ready where Trump's clowning on Wiener. I mean, I've never heard a presidential candidate do any of this. And that's why it's really fascinating to watch. In my lifetime, you would never hear a presidential candidate clowning like this. Let's go ahead and hit clip 8.
Uma. How about Uma? Now, okay, here's the story. So Uma now is one of the people that it all sort of came through Uma. Who is Uma married to? One of the great sleazebags of our time. Anthony Weiner. Did you know that? She's married to Anthony Weiner. You know, the little bing, 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 bum, bum. I love you very much. So, now think of it. So Uma is getting classified secrets. She's married to Anthony Weiner, who's a perv. No, he is. He is. So she's married. Now, these are confidential documents. She's married to this guy who's... And guess what happens to Anthony Weiner? A month ago, I see he went to work for a public relations firm. Do you believe it? Now, if you think that Uma isn't telling Anthony, who she's probably desperately in love with, in all fairness to Anthony, because why else would she marry this guy? Can you believe it? Can't see straight. But if you would... Look, think of it. So Uma's got... It's coming through Uma. She's got a lot of stuff, a lot of information. Who knows? So she's married to a bad guy. I know Anthony Weiner for a long time. I knew before they caught him with the bing, 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 right? And he was a bad guy then. It turned out that He was a really bad guy. So she's married to Anthony Weiner. Do you think there's even a 5% chance that she's not telling Anthony Weiner now of a public relations firm what the hell is coming across? Do you think there's a little bit of a chance? I don't think so. Are there any women in this room who are in love with their husbands who wouldn't be telling them everything? You would or wouldn't? No, she said, I wouldn't, but I'm in love. No, you will.
Stop it there. That was a little comedy. Let's get clip 11 ready, Mr. Producer. This is pretty good. This is Larry Nichols, the big Clinton insider on Jeff Rentz a while back, talking about Hugh Rodham, Hillary's pops. Look at some pictures of Hugh Rodham, Hillary's pops. Go ahead and hit clip 11.
Yeah. Now, for those of you that say, well, gosh, you say you didn't say the Clintons did that. You got to remember the Clintons. Here we go. Jeff, we'll take you back in history. Hillary Clinton's daddy was Hugh Rodham. Who was Hugh Rodham? Hugh Rodham, and the former House Ways Speaker, Ways and Means Speaker, Dan Roskinkowski, a guy that I testified and got put in prison. Dan Roskinkowski and Hugh Rodham took over the Chicago mob from the Capone organization.
Oh, really?
That's why Bill wanted Hillary, because he had the mob money. That's why, whenever you mentioned Bill Clinton during those days, what did you talk about? Dan Laster, cocaine. Nina, cocaine. Tyson, cocaine.
Yeah.
The boys on the track, cocaine. Well, those people made a lot of money with the Clinton being president. And you can bet they'd like to have their turn again in that power.
How does the...
All right, you got to stop it there. So Hugh Rodham, you know, it's so fascinating. He died in Little Rock, by the way. I was digging into Hugh Rodham a little bit today, and it's so fascinating. You get into that Hot Springs connection and the Capone gang. That was a little winter getaway, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and then Billy's mom being, Bill Clinton's mom being a woman of the night, just like Danny Williams' mom. It's a really jaded and sordid relationships here. Bill Clinton being a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford, getting kicked out, supposedly raping a girl over there. You know, Cecil Rhodes, the big New World Order British, Yiddish British Empire guy. Daddy Bush, CIA director, cocaine importation agency director. Now the heroin flooding agency. We talked about that in the last few weeks. Gosh, these kids are dropping like flies. You know, I was talking to some of these ate up individuals the other night. This dirty ice, this dirty Mexican ice that's going around now. They talk about how this stuff is so full of dangerous stuff that's basically, it just destroys people from the inside out. But I was talking to one guy. He's like this ice that's floating around. It's methamphetamine. It's floating around this Mexican ice. It's like you could cut your finger on open. If you put a little bit of that ice on the cut, you're immediately going to get infected. It's so full of just filth. And so it's just, you know, and then you got the fentanyl heroin, you know, just, you know, I was talking to this other idiot. He's like, yeah, for us heroin addicts, when you hear somebody OD'd, man, you want to go get your dope from that where that dude got his. I'm like, this is the sick nature of heroin addicts. When they hear somebody OD's, they want to go find that dope because that's the good stuff. Just wild. We got 10 minutes left. Let's get clip 21 ready. And this is one of the big things that I think, if the global power structure really does not want Trump, this is one of the big reasons why. Let's hit clip 21.
just kicked the United Nations to the curb with a new global warming declaration. Yes, according to the Conservative Tribune, they report that if Republican nominee Donald Trump becomes president, he's going to torpedo yet another one of President Barack Obama's legacy programs, the United Nations Climate Change Agreement. According to the Daily Caller, during a Florida speech on Wednesday, Trump told supporters he would cancel billions in global warming payments to the United Nations. Boom. Yes, those global warming payments, they state, likely refer to the United Nations Green Climate Fund, to which President Obama has pledged a whopping $3 billion of your tax dollars. Apparently, he's already given $500 million of your money.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. This is one of the big things where it's, in my opinion, rhetorically, Trump gets a big plus. He's always clowned on the global warming racket. Now, see, this flies right up against the face of the Jesuits and the Jewish mob. Because think about this. Pope Francis, and I use Pope very loosely, Pope Francis, his latest big encyclical, Laudato Si, look it up, Laudato Si, it's all about climate change and the environment and blah, blah, blah. And then Trump, bam, he's like, climate change is a racket, it's bogus. So he goes right up against this mob that wants the carbon exchanges, they want to run it, the Rothschilds, you know, all the rest of them, they want to make trillions off of it. And then Trump, you know, went up against the Pope and the Jesuits and the Kalergiites, the Jewish mob, high-ass Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, all the rest of them, with immigration. Remember the Pope at the border said Trump wasn't a Christian and all this bogus crap? Scalia gets whacked, and he's the guy in the Supreme Court holding up the climate change garbage. He was the one hardcore constitutionalist when it came to that. And then Scalia was holding up the anti, you know, this barrage of anti-gunners. He gets whacked mysteriously down at the Pedo Ranch, Cibolo Creek, owned by this Poindexter character, International Order of St. Hubertus, crap. The whole thing stinks. But I have to say, it's like, look, we're going to see if, you know, with this black box voting, the GEM system, they're going to steal this thing, I guess, and they're going to basically destabilize the country into who knows what. So be ready, folks. I see this playing out. Now, if it's a Trump landslide, then they're going to crank up the BLM, La Raza, zombie SJW propagandized shock troop tards out here to probably try to pull some riots and, you know, racial violence and so forth and so on. So it's a lose-lose, and it's designed to be that way. It's really crazy. Let's go ahead and play. Let's get clip four ready, Mr. Producer. And this is Jones with China taking over Hollywood. And I got all the articles pulled up as well. Wanda Chairman Wang Jianlin plans to invest billions in all the Hollywood studios. All right. Of the Dalian Wanda Group. So let's play clip four.
But I'm going to get to our number one gigantic mega story that's bigger than anything we've ever covered. And it's because it's hiding in plain view. We've known this for a long time, but now there's a mass awakening in our police and in our military and in the intelligence agencies. And it ties into the front of the Hollywood Reporter today. Wanda Chairman reveals ambitious plan to invest billions in all six Hollywood studios. That means take them over. Wang Jianlin, China's, quote, richest man, wants to take over the big six studios. They already have to a great extent. And that ties into what I was already going to cover today. I have interviewed on and off air generals, spy chiefs, former spy chiefs, you name it. And the consensus is, and the evidence is overwhelming, even in mainstream news, that Hillary, Rodham Clinton, is the number one communist Chinese agent in the world, and the WikiLeaks all show that, and she's in direct contact with the president of China doing his bidding. To the point of, she was representing him to other governments as well.
All right, stop it there, Mr. Producer. Let's get clip five ready. Let me just expand on the China thing. And Jones is kind of playing you as naive here. The State Department set up the communists in China. David Rockefeller basically was managing the damn country, praising them, Chairman Mao, all of his great blah, blah, blah. China's a Jewish communist operation, still is. And so now China's being used as this menace. Oh, my God, the Chinese and Hillary's a China. Look at Rothschild's pivot to Asia, folks. China's just a proxy of the elders of Zion. They're just a big red dragon. Anything communist is probably Jewish. And so the Chinese are a proxy army of the Jewish money changer powers. It's simple. He's not giving you that part of the equation. Let's hit clip five. Coups and counter coups
with them, that, you know, we're in the midst of a coup here and a counter coup. The stakes could not be higher, and this election literally, I mean, think about it, Alex. Hillary Clinton, if she doesn't win, she's probably going to jail. Okay, so yeah. She's got more motivation.
She's got nothing to lose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, if Trump loses, you know, he's still a billionaire. He's still free. But
stop it there. Let's forward to the next part at 1440. That's Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily, very powerful CNP guy. Now, you see, he's basically saying, yeah, Trump's got to win, and if Hillary loses, she's going to jail, et cetera, et cetera. Coup, counter coup. But let's hit the next portion for 1440. Here you go.
I mean, they have nothing but contempt for these people, but at the same time, they know they were facing no opposition from the Boehners and the McConnells and those people, and they used them so effectively for years.
And the latest, Veritas, talking bad about black people, they're so hateful. I mean, who in emails and videos talks like this? And then I thought, I'm running my own operation in my own life, and I'm pretty hardworking, 18 hours a day a lot of days, yesterday like 16. The control freak of how they manipulate media and newspapers and Hillary staff running, you know, dozens of, I mean, you've run major newspapers. That's hard enough. That'll give you a heart attack. How the hell do they have such criminal energy, Joseph?
Maybe there's a spiritual angle to it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they got a powerful force behind them. I don't know. I mean, I'm half joking only. But, you know, what we've seen in terms of the criminality that we're seeing from the Clinton machine, the DNC, all of them, it really is pure evil. I mean,
I totally agree with you, because as a media guy, and you're a bigger media guy than I am, managing more things, we know how hard this is. How do they do it where it's like literally they're running the networks, media, they're ordering everything, they're proofreading, they're editing, I'm actually envious of the energy. I am blown away by I don't know anyone with this type of demonic energy.
Well, they do have a couple of advantages, obvious advantages, Alex. When, you know, they're inside government, they have virtually unlimited resources there. And, of course, they, you know, they need more money. They go to Saudi Arabia, and they do their bidding for them. And, you know, ultimately, I think that is what this coup is all about. And if you read these WikiLeaks emails like I have, it just confirms that, you know, a big part of what Hillary was doing as Secretary of State was allowing the Saudis to basically run the show.
I was about to say, it shocks me.
I know it